Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Well, the Biden era is turning America's youngest voters. The so-called Zoomers, they're becoming Doomers. They're depressed and they're fearful. And their confidence in the nation and the institutions, from the police to the Supreme Court, is weakening. And as is their support in our current president. Only 36% of Americans age 18 to 29 approve of Biden's job performance, according to a new poll by the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. Biden has only himself and his fellow progressives to blame on this one. They have created a mentality of despair among young Americans who look on as crime sores but hear nothing but a drumbeat from leftist media outlets about how bad the cops are. As a result, 48% of the Zoomers polled by IOP say they have felt unsafe in the past month. In shopping malls, 16%. On public transportation, 15%. In their neighborhoods, 13%. And on college campuses, 21%. More than one in five report feeling unsafe elsewhere in their city. Citizens of all ages have reason to feel less safe as murders and carjackings are surging. But even heinous yet relatively rare crimes have become a source of persistent fear for young Americans, especially college women. When you look at what they found, and it's every day or several days. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge, 54%. Trouble relaxing, 52%. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless, 47%. Little interest or pleasure in doing things, 46%. Loneliness, 44%. Feeling afraid as if something awful might happen, 42%. Worried about a potential mass shooting when in a public space, 34%. Thoughts that you would be better off dead or thoughts of hurting yourself in some way, 24%. 54% of Generation Z often feel nervous, anxious, or on edge. And the political use to which the Democrats have put these rampage killings, coupled with the wall-to-wall coverage that these atrocities inevitably attract, has led 53% of college women to believe that they or someone close to them could be a victim of one. Ordinary criminal violence is a far greater risk, but only 43% of the young people in the IOP survey say that having police officers in their community makes them feel any safer. The media glare upon every police-involved killing. Sensational coverage, utterly disproportionate to the primary source of violence in any community, is having an effect on these young, impressionable minds. If young Americans don't look to police as the solution to the violence that haunts their fears, and if they're more likely to support gun control than to own guns for their own defense, then what hope do they have? And the actual answer to that is little or none. IOP finds that 47% of young adults report feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. Nearly a quarter, 24%, say they have thoughts about hurting themselves or that they'd be better off dead. This is a very grim picture of the mental health of young America today. 54% report feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge. Loneliness was the self-reported state of 44% of Zoomers. 42% felt afraid. So, progressive ideology has made gains among Generation Z. The thing that they have tried to push, the cloud and piven sort of buildup, has worked. Young Americans support for stronger government measures against climate change, even at the cost of economic growth, for an example, because they're told all the time, well, we're going to burn up, has expanded from 29% to 50%. There's been double-digit growth in support for universal government health insurance from 42 to 65%, and government guarantees for food and shelter 44% to 62%. No indication exactly where they think that would actually come from. All of that has to come from somewhere. All of that has to be paid from by somebody. Unsurprisingly, in light of these other trends, they find that only 42% of young Americans who grew up in conservative homes identify as Republican today, compared to 60% who came from leftist homes who identify as Democrats. If Democrats are winning the war for the hearts and minds of America's youth, but the price of victory may be the poisoning of these same hearts and minds. The party of hope and change has become the party of despair. And now they have the votes of America's young, yet they deem Biden to be a failure. And now we come to the crux of this. When the Roman historian Titus Livy judged his own time as the ancient republic came to its end, he wrote, "We can endure neither our vices nor out their cures." Having to live with the consequences of leftist policy, yet holding fast to left-wing beliefs, young Americans have created a similar paradox for themselves. One result is the widely reported fact that young leftists tend to be significantly more depressed than conservatives of the same generation. They are embracing that which is destroying them. In the future, this might change. In the past, you know, you've had people that were leftists and liberal or whatever you wanted to call it in college. And then they get out of college and they actually start to own something. And when that happens, then, you know, that's when they say people change. But these guys are looking for handouts. They're looking for guarantees. And I don't think they're going to get them. Now, when you and I are gone, and then when the millennials, if they actually come along and you know, mature enough to handle some things, when they're gone, all of this conservative thought process is going to lose a lot of elections. And the more this happens, the Zoomers themselves will only lose hope. Because they're going to see the results. They don't understand that which they are embracing at the time because they believe and feel this to be right because they have been raised in this and indoctrinated in this. It is a deplorable time to look at them. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think what could be the answer to this. I don't know what the answer to this might be. But I know this. It is the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. Here we have these people that have the world at their fingertips. The entirety of this, they have all of the concentrated knowledge of mankind in their pocket, and they're afraid. And the answers are all right there in front of them. But they're not looking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Lock and Load. We heard today that Crackle and Cackle are going to run again, and I'm not really convinced that the Democrats are going to extend to him the nomination one more time. But I do know that a second term would be a dream come true for the gun prohibitionists and an absolute nightmare for those of us that support the Second Amendment and gun owners in general across the political spectrum. I know that Biden has said that he's gone the full extent of his executive authority when it comes to gun control. I just don't believe him. And the gun control lobby has certainly been saying something very different. And I think Biden's decision to push for a gun ban in Congress is pure politics. He wants Democrats to campaign on an assault weapons ban in 2024 in the hopes of taking complete control of Congress, as well as winning another term in the White House. Based on recent polling, I think that's yet another idiotic move by Grandpa Joe, as well as a flagrant violation of the Second Amendment. But he wants to paint Republicans as the party of mass shooters, uncaring cretins who love their guns but hate children. And if Biden says he can ban assault weapons via executive order, he takes what he believes to be a potent campaign issue off the table. Far better for him to say that it's up to Congress, at least for the moment. Now, if Democrats don't gain back control of Congress or fail to find enough votes for his gun ban, Biden has an ace up his sleeve, because for months now, anti-gunners have been arguing that ATF could enact a gun ban on its own by reclassifying an untold number of semi-automatic handguns and rifles as machine guns, subject to the NFA, and presumably the Hughes Amendment as well. And this would be the nuclear option for Biden as far as a gun ban goes, but there's no need for him to press the button now. From his perspective, it behooves him to wait. He can actually claim to have been persuaded he does have the executive authority to ban semi-autos at any point during his second term, but in the meantime, he can keep demonizing opponents of his gun ban as amoral enablers of mass murder. Beyond the threat of an administrative gun ban, a second term for Biden could also give him the opportunity to install anti-gun justices to lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. Now, thankfully, we had a 6-3 majority in Bruin, but if Justice John Roberts is back to being the swing vote at SCOTUS, I'd be very concerned about the type of gun control laws a 5-4 majority might find acceptable. And keep in mind, right after Bruin, the court granted, vacated, and remanded four other 2A cases, including assault weapons and magazine bans, so the court is likely to take on more than one gun case over the next 4 years. So if Biden wins a second term and the Democrats capture Congress, the next Supreme Court case dealing with the Second Amendment is going to be something like 14-5 in favor of overturning Heller and maintaining there is no individual right to keep and bear arms. Because they're talking about packing the court. Democrats have been threatening to pack it ever since Bruin and Dobbs. And this has cemented their belief that the current court needs to be blown up and replaced with just with one step to the gills with anti-gun progressives. Just yesterday, more than a dozen anti-gun groups signed on an effort to expand the court to the point that they can overturn Heller and declare your right to keep and bear arms null and void. Now then, there is a problem in our society when people face prosecution for defending themselves in public, and when a major network props up an anti-gun activist on Sunday morning television to ridicule the basic right to self-defense with lies and rhetoric. The underlying issue and our rights at large as Americans really face some serious peril. Unfortunately, that scenario is exactly what America got this past weekend when ABC's Martha Raddatz held a discussion with Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence Attorney to Stand Your Ground Laws, in which the so-called expert blatantly lied on the air, claiming these statutes and precedents upend centuries of common law on self-defense and allow people to carry guns outside of the home. That's simply utter nonsense. We get this from Twitter on This Week ABC. Well, this coming from Allison Anderman. She's the one that said this upends centuries of common law. But while she briefly alluded to it on air, this so-called expert on state gun laws clearly is a supporter of the ludicrous duty to retreat that many leftist states still maintain today. Despite the recent reinforcement of the inherent right to self-defense, in the Bruin case, these statutes, as their name suggests, require citizens, when faced with a seemingly life-threatening situation, to determine whether they can refrain from the use of deadly force by running away. And a citizen who uses deadly force, even when threatened, could lose a claim to self-defense and potentially be charged with a crime up to and including homicide if it's determined that a retreat should have been made. I don't know exactly how they make that determination. In a constitutional republic that reveres and is structured to safeguard innate freedoms, including the right to self-defense, it is an abomination that a law-abiding citizen should be required to exhaust virtually all other options before they defend themselves. Duty to retreat not only costs precious seconds, but it also further emboldens violent criminals and can endanger additional lives. Unless you're by yourself, how is this retreat going to work? They never have an answer for that one. An analysis of state statutes and case law reveals that when discussing the defense of oneself inside the home, some variety of castle doctrine can almost always be claimed. And this concept requires no duty to retreat, as it reaffirms that one's home is his castle and a person needs not retreat to the furthest wall before defending self and family. But unless it is structured like in my state, we have castle doctrine. But castle doctrine extends to wherever I can legally be, which is sort of stand your ground. Now, wherever I can, you know, that means your car, that means the shopping mall, work, wherever you can legally be, as long as you're not in a, you know, not breaking the law. That's the thing. So keep in mind that in all situations, self-defense must always be measured and justified. Stand your ground is not a general license to use deadly force in public. A citizen must reasonably fear imminent death or great bodily injury. 12 states still treat the right to self-defense with more skepticism merely if it occurs outside on the street rather than in one's home. This is a serious matter and quite possibly the next major Second Amendment question the Supreme Court will address. GOA and the Gun Owners Foundation both contend that historical context and Supreme Court precedent are overwhelmingly on their side, which suggests an imminent end to duty to retreat mandates. First, the Second Amendment's protections predate even the Bill of Rights. The moral basis for its provisions were drawn from the biblical right to defend oneself. We'll finish this on the other side, shall we? This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. A former Donald Trump aide confirms testifying before a federal grand jury in Florida regarding Trump's handling of classified documents. Taylor Budowich, who currently runs the Super PAC MAGA Inc., criticized the investigation. Former Vice President Mike Pence kicked off his presidential campaign in Iowa, criticizing the Biden administration for the troubles facing the U.S.
Our border's under siege. Inflation's at a near 40-year high. Gas prices are through the roof. Crime is skyrocketing in our major cities. Our national debt is piling up like a mountain range.
Pence believes that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution should disqualify him from office. The suspect in the fatal shooting at a Richmond High School graduation ceremony has been arraigned. 19-year-old Amari Tyjon Pollard allegedly killed 18-year-old Sean Jackson and Jackson's stepfather Renzo Smith at Virginia Commonwealth University. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I had to, we had to hold up on that one. Now we're back to this whole thing about stand your ground, duty to retreat, all this other nonsense. Sir William Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England, first published in 1765, plainly explained that when one is forcibly attacked in his person or property, it is lawful for him to repel force by force. There's your common law. There's your common law, lady. Moreover, the 2008 case Heller clearly affirmed the centrality of the inherent right of self-defense to the Second Amendment. 2 years later, McDonald further elaborated that self-defense is a basic right recognized by many legal systems from ancient times to the present day, and individual self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment right. Bruin bolstered this holding and expanded its scope by cementing the right of the citizen to carry arms for self-defense in public, as confrontation can surely take place outside the home. Additionally, while Heller, McDonald, and Bruin marked the beginnings of a modern renaissance in self-defense rights, one of the most compelling arguments for a constitutional right to stand one's ground is found in a case from 1895. In Beard v. United States, the Supreme Court reversed a manslaughter conviction resulting from a confrontation that took place on the defendant's property in Arkansas. The court took issue with one of the trial court's jury's instructions, which had provided that if the accused could have saved his own life and avoided taking the life of the decedent by retreating from and getting out of the way of the latter as he advanced upon him, the law made it his duty to do so, and if he did not, when it was in his power to do so without putting his own life or body in imminent peril, he was guilty of manslaughter. Here, the Supreme Court rejected that notion because the defendant had been in a place where he had a right to be. The justices explained that the proper question for the jury was whether, without fleeing from his adversary, the defendant was otherwise justified and using deadly force in self-defense. Regarding the duty to retreat in this case, they put it simply, we cannot give our assent to this doctrine. So by rejecting the imposition of a duty to retreat and focusing on the fact that the defendant was where he had a right to be, they created a broad precedent acknowledging the right to stand your ground. They supplemented the concept with evidence from a multi-jurisdictional survey of self-defense law, reviewing precedents from state Supreme Courts in Ohio and Indiana, and treaties in both English and American common law. Now, it is disgraceful that a bodega worker, Kyle Rittenhouse, faced aggressive prosecution merely for defending themselves in public because of duty to retreat statutes. And, Martha Raddatz, shame on you for failing to call out the complete and utter lies of the Giffords anti-gun activists, allowing her to present a completely false historical analysis of the inherent right to self-defense on a national stage was gross malpractice. With the recent resurgence in federal protections for Second Amendment rights, it is indeed high time to underscore that there is indeed a constitutional right to stand one's ground, which has already been established. It's already been established. And it doesn't matter what you use to protect yourself. It's a protection that applies to situations it's in your home or in public. Always has. Now then, I haven't said anything so far about Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson is out of there. He's no longer with Fox. I have never been a proponent of Fox News as a source of go-to conservative news. The fact that he has left or that he has been kicked out and everything, we'll find out the details as time goes on. Tucker's going to be fine. I have no doubt about it. However, for the weak-minded, this has been a cause of celebration. Like New York Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She celebrated his network exit Monday night as a primetime anchor spent his first weeknight off air unplanned since 2016. And she got on Instagram. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. Deplatforming works and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen. Now, in the leftist view, deplatforming remains the primary vehicle among left-wing ideologues to cement a monopoly on thought and acceptable discourse from the college campus to the corporate boardroom. In March, a pair of Substack journalists warned lawmakers of the House Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the federal government about the movement underway to censor views dissenting from the incumbent Washington regime. Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, two of the primary authors behind the Twitter files, shared how their reporting illuminated a deep state network between the federal government and America's largest social media platforms to stomp out ideological nonconformity. Schellenberger said American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy. The censorship industrial complex combines established methods of psychological manipulation, some developed by the U.S. military during the global war on terror, with highly sophisticated tools from computer science. We learned Twitter, Facebook, Google, and other companies developed a formal system for taking in moderation requests from every corner of government, from the FBI to the DHS, the HHS, DOD, the Global Engagement Center, State, even the CIA. A focus on this fast-growing network is, it was noted as making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. And that last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient. Democrats on that panel, desperate to implement a censorship regime, attacked Schellenberger and Taibbi in response. And, we don't know why Carlson is gone. We're not going to know for a bit. Her celebration of deplatforming shines a light on the left-wing obsession with censoring political opponents, though. And the congresswoman began fundraising off the network anchor's ouster with pleas to raise money in the fight against hate speech. She said there's still a lot to do with the fight to fight the right-wing disinformation machine that constantly makes Alexandria their target. Donate $3 here to help our campaign in that fight today. The five-woman battle on ABC's The View broke out in song Monday when the news broke of his primetime exit. Okay. I get it. You guys didn't like him. He was completely unflappable. It didn't matter about certain things, and he was perfectly happy to take on the fight face-to-face with whomever would come on his show, who had the guts enough to come on his show. And, hey, now he's gone, and you don't have to worry about him no more. That's splendid. He will show up somewhere else. He will remain out there. There is no way to completely deplatform somebody nowadays. YouTube has sort of backed off of things because a lot of people started migrating to Rumble. And YouTube started very, you know, very humbly. So they know that something can build up and become something. So they want to maintain their status quo, and for the moment, they're holding back. But Carlson isn't gone. He may be in some. They may put him under some NDA, and it'll be a minute. But we'll figure this out. And whatever happens, there's plenty of voices out there telling the truth. Alexandria, members of The View, you're still not out of the woods just yet. Still not out of the woods just yet. But you'll find that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. Right now, today, as it is, New York City still has some of the most restrictive firearm laws in the country. But still, in 2021, criminals committed nearly 8,000 felonies with guns in what some affectionately call Gotham. How's this possible? How does this add up? The disparity in these two facts shows that indeed, if it is a criminal to have a gun, or if it is criminal to have a gun, only criminals will have guns. And the balance of power between criminals and law-abiding residents of New York has long needed some serious recalibration. But then, last June, New York State residents interested in their own protection and in exercising their constitutional rights found what appeared to be a welcome relief in the ruling of the Bruin case. This originated when the petitioners, Brandon Koch and Robert Nash, described by the court as adult law-abiding New York residents, applied for an unrestricted license to carry handguns in public for self-defense. The local licensing official in the Albany area denied both of their applications, claiming that they failed to satisfy what New York State called its proper cause requirement, which meant only diamond dealers or large cash couriers would be issued permits to legally carry a working gun within New York City limits or other jurisdictions in this state, while licensing officials denied most citizens' right to bear arms. The cause of possible self-defense was not proper enough if a licensing official thought it wasn't. The Bruin ruling changed all of that. It declared that this proper cause requirement for obtaining that was unconstitutional because it was a violation of the Second and Fourteenth Amendments. If it is truly the case that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, as it says, then gun owners should not need to provide a proper cause to state authorities for bearing those arms. Constitutional rights are basically restrictions on government. So law-abiding citizens should not be required to prove a special need. We too agree and now hold that the Second and Fourteenth Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. Then, that's coming from Clarence Thomas. Denouncing their proper cause requirement, he continued, "We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. This is not how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of religion. It's not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him. And it is not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense." After this came out, tens of thousands of New Yorkers were inspired to put in their applications. Now, but what they found out was the state started to maneuver at this point when what I refer to as a Bruin response law regime. And they have only made obtaining and carrying a legal firearm for self-defense more difficult than ever before. Within days of the decision, even state officials were compelled to obey the letter of the law of the new ruling. City and state legislators decided to try to work to disarm its actual implementation. And their weapon was that favorite New York brand of bureaucracy known as red tape. So, yeah, the proper cause requirement was out. But now applicants would need to supply 4 character references and a list of current and former social media accounts from the last 3 years. Not only would they be interviewed by the licensing agency, but also the neighbors would receive a knock on the door. They would need to take expensive training and much more. And finally, and most absurdly, there would be numerous exclusion zones, also called sensitive place restrictions, where even licensed gun carriers may not enter with a gun. Now, it may come as a surprise to you, but the criminal element in New York, they ignore those designated gun-free zones. And where were these exclusion zones going to be? Well, they suddenly turned out to be everywhere. Times Square gun-free zone, where the laminated cards take to the lampposts on 6th Avenue. Zona Libre de Pistolas flashed the illuminated construction sign trucked in on the 8th, on 8th Avenue. Licensed gun carriers and others, the signs went on, may not enter with a gun unless otherwise specifically authorized by law. And if they did that, that would be a felony. It was a strange message to be broadcasting to the theatergoers heading to Broadway and the researchers off to the public library on 5th. Well, as these signs were going up, guess what? The criminals chose to ignore these things. On the early evening of February 9th, 2023, Idrissa Sibi, a 22-year-old Bronx man, was at Shake Shack on West 44th Street when two men entered this very same Times Square gun-free zone and shot him in the chest. The victim was pronounced dead when he reached the hospital. His assailants remain at large. Somehow, they did not heed those signs. Seth Barron in City Journal said virtually all crime with guns in Gotham is committed by people wielding illegal guns, operating completely outside the gun permitting and registration system. And beyond the tragic absurdity, the Times Square gun-free zone, along with other exclusion areas such as parks and subways, is designed merely to complicate legal gun ownership in defiance of the Supreme Court's authority and has already become another constitutional challenge. In fact, in the Bruin decision, the court already wrote against any attempt to characterize New York's proper cause requirement as a sensitive place law, because there is no historical basis for New York to effectively declare the island of Manhattan a sensitive place simply because it is crowded and protected generally by the New York City Police Department. New Yorkers are a resilient bunch. Statistically, they're actually better off than some other urban areas. Eric Adams says the city has a swagger and a brand. But that brand should not be the violence and fear that still inordinately affects the lives of the city's poor and working classes. Violence that almost always perpetuated by serial offenders. Same guys over and over again. Thanks to radically permissive prosecutors, bail reform, and other changes, the justice system has become a revolving door. Felonies are mount now, misdemeanors, and the city no longer believes incarceration is justified, even when it comes to violent crime. The riots of the summer of 2020, which set parts of the city on fire for days as gangs were allowed to ransack the heart of the metropolis, demonstrated the extremes of the new ideology. If ever self-defense was a proper cause for legal firearms ownership, that time is now. Crime is up across the board. The latest crime wave has been a civic disaster, especially since the city reached historic lows just a decade ago after the highs of the early 1990s. Now the appearance of crime in New York is again a regular occurrence. the subway turnstile has become a track and field event for fare beaters. Shoplifting is so pervasive that drugstore shampoo must be kept under lock and key. Not a day goes by without some tragedy shaking the spirit of the city as it attempts to rebound from the very heavy toll of the pandemic. Between June 2021 and June 2022, crime in the city went up by over 30%. Robberies up by 36%, felony assaults by 17%, burglaries by 33%, and grand larcenies by 41%. On the ground, the real world effects are more than mere statistics. Like the 2020 case of a Bronx deli worker who refused to sell a woman a loose cigarette. She threatened to get her man, who then came to assassinate the clerk in cold blood. Just one of a string of killings around convenience stores. How about the case of a commuter on a Brooklyn subway platform one Friday afternoon in October? He was stalked by a deranged man who then charged and pushed him without warning onto the subway tracks. New York has long been a system that is very restrictive, and I can only hope that they come through it. I've had this little dream about carrying a gun in New York as a tourist. Going there to photograph the architecture firsthand. I don't know if that'll ever happen. But in the interim, the idea of an armed Gotham appeals very much to me. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.